This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Coming up, what's in a name? This is Neil Chayat looking at the law. Do you have a constitutional right to clear your name? This unfortunate case got started when Felipe, a Hispanic student at East Hampton High School, was killed in a motorcycle accident. The school declared a day of mourning, but in the words of the court, remorse turned to outrage when a rumor spread that Daniel had commented to a friend in reference to Felipe's ethnic background. One down, 40,000 to go. Students became immediately hostile towards Daniel, threatening to kill him and bomb his house. The police were called, and Daniel was sent home for his own protection. The following day, Daniel's mother asked the principal for permission to read over the school's PA system, a letter from Daniel explaining he had just repeated what another student had said. The principal denied the request. Daniel was suspended, and he and his parents sued. The court ruled that student speech may be restricted if it is likely to substantially disrupt the school, as in this case. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "Words are the skin of a living thought, but when you use a living thought to speak ill of the dead, your words may come back to haunt you." This is Neil Chayat looking at the law.